Hey, welcome to a guided meditation by Ayurveda Every Day with Talia. Today, I'm going to lead you through a self-massage practice for your digestive system. It's an abdominal massage practice, and this practice is best done laying down on the floor. So lay down onto a yoga mat, or a towel, anything as long as you're comfortable and the surface isn't too soft below you. So this is best done on a surface that's a little bit more firm. So you're just gonna begin by laying back, relaxing your upper back, relaxing your back body, and then bend your knees so that the soles of your feet are flat in line with your hips, and place your hands onto your abdomen. And just take a few deep, full breaths. So deep breath in, feeling your belly expand. The palms of your hands move a little bit farther away from you. And as you exhale, feeling the belly contract, and maybe even exhaling all the way down through the base of your spine or the floor of your pelvis. Deep breath in, deep breath out. With every exhale, relax a little more deeply. Soften your jaw. Relax your eyes. See if you can open up the skin in the center of your forehead. Your throat is released. Chest is relaxed. Breathing in, breathing out. So I'm just going to have you orient yourself to your belly. So now just using your right hand on your abdomen, go ahead and make a circle so with your hand. So you start on the lower right front corner of your abdomen, and you slide your hand up towards your bottom right rib cage, and slide your hand across the body towards your left rib cage, and then down towards the lower left corner of your abdomen. And then just keep going. So if you were looking down at your belly, your hand would be moving in a clockwise position. So when it gets to basically 3 o'clock, you're at that lower right corner of your abdomen. So now take both hands to that lower right corner and let your fingers do the walking, and let your fingers actually massage the tissue underneath the skin there in the lower right corner of your abdomen. Now you're on your ileocecal valve, where the small intestine dumps into the large intestine. And because it's in relationship to gravity, an area of the intestines that actually kind of gets held, you want to get in there with your fingers and really massage there. Keep breathing. So if you have any spots that are tight or tense, or there's any feelings of stuckness or intensity, you're just able to breathe through it. And you can go as deep as you'd like. You can stay as surface as you like. Even if you're just stimulating the very surface of your abdomen here, you will be encouraging healthier digestion and better elimination. So let your fingers massage in that right lower corner of the abdomen, and then walk your fingers, really it's your fingertips, walk them up and over towards the right side of your waist. Now you're massaging the ascending colon, the ascending large intestine that travels from the ileocecal valve up towards the right lower rib cage. And keep massaging with your fingers as you walk your fingers as far up underneath your rib cage on that right side as you can. Deep breath in, deep breath out. And then just keep going. So now you're really close to the bottom edge of your rib cage, and you're just gonna keep massaging the tissue. Now you're on your transverse colon, the section of the intestine that travels from the right to the left. So you wanna be massaging all the way across there. If there's any stagnation, there's any matter that needs to be broken up here. Now you're breaking up any poo parties as you move your fingers across from the right to the left, still underneath that rib cage. And then go ahead and pulsate with your fingertips down the left side of your abdomen, and be sure to massage the outer left waist as well. The outer left waist is giving you access to the descending colon, the descending large intestine, that's actually going to lead you all the way down to the bottom left corner of your lower abdomen, where if you do have any stool that's ready to pass, you might even feel the pressure as you massage there. So be gentle as you need to. You can also pause this meditation to get up and release your bowels and can come back to the meditation at any time. So really get in there in that bottom left corner of the abdomen. So much to feel and sense there. So much to break up with your fingers and your breath. And then you can travel back across the lower abdomen so you end up where you started, at the bottom right corner where the small intestine meets the large intestine. And you know, you may want to do this massage several rounds, starting at the bottom right corner of the abdomen, traveling up ascending colon to the lower right ribs. You'd also be affecting liver, gallbladder when you explore with your fingers in that area. And then as you travel your fingertips across the transverse colon towards the left lower ribs, you're also pulsating the stomach, the spleen, the pancreas. And then as you travel your fingertips down the left side of your abdomen, you're tracing the descending colon all the way down to the bottom where the large intestine is going to dump into the rectum, and you actually have a release. So if you are wanting to take this deeper, you could even expose your belly so that just your skin is exposed, and take a warm body oil or Abhyanga oil and rub it all over your abdomen. Still, if you were to look down, still rubbing into your abdomen so that it's clockwise when you look down, always following the pattern of how the digestive system actually releases. And then with the oil on your belly, it'll be even easier for you to go deep with your fingers, slide around the abdomen. And it's easy then too to affect the small intestine more directly, which is kind of a circular pattern all around the navel. I'd say it's maybe 2 or 3 inches diameter around your belly button. So you can kind of get your fingers in there like you're breaking up some spaghetti that's gotten all clumped together and you're trying to separate the noodles. You can do that action with your fingertips all around the small intestine and really be creating some space in the center, and then go back to the original pattern of following, for the most part, the large intestine. And I recommend doing this for 5 minutes or so. The length of time of this meditation, it's a little bit longer than that, but really just to get you started or to focus your mind on the action at hand, you're welcome to listen to this meditation as many times as you'd like to really get into the abdominal cavity. And then to finish this practice, release your hands, relax your back, relax your belly, and you might want to do a reclined twist. So if you do, hug your knees to your chest, rock a little bit side to side, and then stretch your arms out to the sides like a big letter T. Squeeze your knees together, lower your knees over towards the left side of your abdomen, take a deep breath in, an even deeper breath out, and then using the abdominal muscles, exhale your breath, draw the knees back to center, deep breath in, take your knees over to the right side of your torso, deep breath in, even deeper breath out. Exhale, draw the knees back together, back towards center. Place your feet onto the floor or the bed, wherever you're laying down, and just stretch out your legs, going into Shavasana for 30 seconds. Dropping everything, dropping all the effort of the massage practice you just did. And feeling the effects of this abdominal massage on your body, on your mind, on your emotions. And to release this practice, roll onto your right side. Cradle your head with your upper right arm and push yourself up to sitting. Namaste.